when we think of the Ten Commandments, we can also think of what we would call the major commandments, but in fact, there are only 10, and therefore all of them are major commandments. But when we think of the Ten Commandments, we often think of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt have no false gods before me, and et cetera, et cetera. However, when we think of the Ten Commandments, we need to think of all 10. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, which is heard every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at WROLradio.com, and don't forget, after the program airs, you can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. I'm seeing that more and more people are checking out that website, and we're updating the blog on a regular basis. And so among the things you're going to hear of, see on the blog, obviously, is yesterday's, not so much the show, but the homily that you heard during yesterday's show, which I delivered over the weekend. And also, you will see on the blog tomorrow a commentary on a video that's making its way around the Catholic internet, but I'll talk about that a little later on. In the meantime, we want to talk about the commandments, because when we see those commandments, we recognize that these are 10 things that the Lord has said either to do or not to do if we are going to follow the two commandments, which are love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, one of the reasons why I thought of this particular program is not only because of yesterday's homily that you heard, or actually the homily I delivered over the weekend, which focused on various things but included the Ten Commandments, but also we are in a period where we see one of those commandments broken on a regular basis, and that's probably the most important commandment of them all, because that one commandment, when it is broken, leads to some of the others. Now, what commandment am I talking about? Well, first of all, let's have an understanding of the Ten Commandments. They are 10 rules that the Lord has said to follow. And if you are going to follow the Lord, you're going to follow those 10 commandments. Now, a friend of mine in the seminary told me that actually the translation of thou shalt not or thou shalt not is actually not accurate. What it really says, and what the Lord actually said, was the just person will either do the positive commandments or will not do the negative commandments. So it's not so much you will not do this, it's the just person will not do this. And so we look at that. Now, every priest has had the person come into their confessional who says, it's been years since my last confession, and I have probably broken all the commandments. And whenever anyone says that to me, and I know I'm not the only person, only priest who says that, I always follow that up with, and who did you kill? And hopefully never has anyone give me a name. They always go, well, I haven't killed anybody. And I said, well, I always say, well, then you did not break all the Ten Commandments. But believe it or not, the one I think is the most serious of them all, and this is the one we're seeing people break all the time right now, is bearing false witness. Now, in the criminal code, it's called perjury. It is to say what is not true. But bearing false witness is any time we are spreading information that is false. And that includes information that we say is false that helps another person. So anytime we use the term of saying something about someone which is not true, that is bearing false witness. And I say that that's happening right now because how many times are we hearing false witness being said about one of our candidates or all of our candidates or different issues coming out of our government or of one form or another. You know, granted, during campaign season, we always have the mudslinging. But if you choose to be a just person, you will not say anything that is false because the just person does not bear false witness. And that's one of the things that we see in the Ten Commandments. But during the season, we see people bear false witness all the time. And that is clearly against what we believe. Now, one of the interesting stories is, realities is that this commandment comes up many times in the Old Testament and also in the Gospels, but the most important time in the Old Testament is something we see also during this time and something we see people from different sides of the political spectrum use. And that is something we see in the Book of Kings used by the most evil woman in the Bible. We'll talk more about her on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back. And, of course, before the break, we are talking about the commandment against bearing false witness. Now, this is used by Queen Jezebel. Queen Jezebel is married to King Ahab. And King Ahab asks a man by the name of Naboth if he can have his vineyard. But in the Jewish world, actually in the Hebrew world, we'll say at the time, because the word Jew actually comes from the name of the southern kingdom of the Hebrews, which in fact was Judah. So that's where the term Jew comes from. But I do believe this happened in Israel, which was the northern kingdom. In any case, what happens is he asks for his vineyard, the king, and Naboth says, absolutely not. Well, that's because in the Jewish world, selling your land was a real serious act, and basically you didn't do it because it's your ancestral land, and it's also the land of your future. So it's something that wasn't normally done, even for the king. Well, the queen herself was indeed not Jewish or not Hebrew. She was a Phoenician. She is what biblical archaeologists call a part of the Sea Peoples, which were, we understand today, the Phoenicians. So she was a pagan. And she was vicious. We talked about her a couple weeks ago. But she used lies and false witness and everything else to lead people to kill Naboth so that her husband could have the vineyard. So it is a tactic used in the Old Testament as a way of destroying people's lives. So when we think of that major major commandment, like do not kill, or that other major one, do not steal, or whatever, we often kind of push to the side, thou shalt not bear false witness. But false witness actually causes killing and stealing many times. And so when we spread bad rumors about someone, especially if they are not true, We are breaking a commandment, and we're certainly not following the commandment to love. Now, if they are true, St. John Vianney calls those words detraction, and he considered that the worst of all sins. He actually considered that. If you could imagine someone saying, well, this is the worst of all sins, or this is the worst, well, he would tell you detraction. Saying anything about another person, even if it's true, that is something bad about another person. So saying something bad about another person, even if it's true, is considered detraction. And basically, that's one of the things that is rampant on social media, just people trashing other people. And if you are engaged in doing that, you are engaged in what St. John Vianney called the worst of all sins. If you are engaged in it and you know you're spreading false witness, then you are breaking one of the commandments. So you see that is there. Now, one of the powerful ways that this appears is in the Gospels, when we have the woman who is caught in adultery. And a lot of people give a false interpretation of this particular story. And they say, well, Jesus was so forgiving. Okay, yes, he was. But there's another part to that story there. He was also convicting. First of all, he made it very clear to the woman that she did, in fact, commit adultery and told her not to do this again or something worse may happen. But the false witness part comes up that actually the law says if you catch two people in adultery, because let's face it, it takes two to tangle two, I guess. But if you catch two people in adultery, then in fact, they both should be stoned to death. However, only one is brought to Jesus. So what happens is they say, well, she was caught in the act of adultery. Okay, well, where's the other person? Where is the man that she was with? Because in order to catch her in adultery, you had to catch her with the man. And by the way, Jesus says, let he who has no sin among you throw the first stone. Well, the one who was supposed to throw the first stone was the one who caught them in adultery. So he's actually convicting him of making false witness. So you can see how serious that particular commandment is. And during this time, it is endemic. We're going to talk more about the commandments tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you for listening, as always. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Have a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals. And you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day. So check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com.